Declaring God's Word, a daily devotion by Derek Prince.
September the 20th, going on to Pentecost.
All this week, Derek shows us how we've received the Spirit of Sonship. Today he shows us how that Spirit of Sonship should lead us away from law and towards God's rich grace.
Romans chapter 8 and verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Let me point out one simple historic fact, a conclusion at which most sound Bible scholars have arrived. There's a direct correspondence in time periods between the deliverance of Israel out of Egypt and the experience of the early Christians. The Passover lamb's execution corresponds to the day on which Jesus died. The crossing of the Red Sea corresponds to Jesus' resurrection from the grave. The receiving of the law at Mount Sinai, 50 days after the Passover, corresponds to the outpouring of the Spirit at Pentecost. I point this out because when you've been delivered through the blood and through the resurrection of Jesus, you have two choices. You can go to Sinai, or you can go to Pentecost. Quite a lot of people go to Sinai. They go back under the law. They receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. But Paul says, in essence, you've not received a spirit of bondage to fear. You've received a spirit of adoption, which tells you that you're a child of God. Listen to this proclamation and make it your own.
Thank you, Father, that I am your child. I proclaim that I have not received a spirit of bondage again to fear, but a spirit of adoption, which tells me that I am a child of God. I have received the Spirit of Sonship, and by him I cry, Abba, Father. Amen.
Derek Prince Ministries, reaching the unreached, teaching the untaught.